DJ Itzy, come on over. That's your future mix show. iHeartRadio, Big Shot Radio, Jizu Radio. Shout out X Squad DJs. Dirty Basement is in the building. Shout out to Becoming DJ Sincere. I had a chance to hang out with him in New York last weekend, so that was definitely cool. We got a good show for you. We got a special guest, independent artist coming up, making some noise by the name of Mount Rainier. Definitely has some unique sound and some talent to go with it. So this should be a great interview. And as always, it is DJ Itzy Pomona with the mixes and scratches for my gangsters and ratchets. You already know how we do.
DJ Itzy.
So in the meanwhile, I'm going to get into a mix I put together. This is the shout out to the Booty Shake mix, the Miami bass, the sound of the old school. That song Booty Shorts by CDA that was in the neighborhood a couple weeks ago. I'll be throwing that in this mix as well. But let's get into that. Let me know what y'all think of this.
Hood rat is a whole life of fun. She ain't nothing but a hoochie.
Yes, yes. DJ Itchy, come on the Retro Future Mix Show. DJ Itchy with the scratches and mixes for my niggas and shut your mouth. What's going on? Looks like we got Mount Rainier in the building. What's going on, fam?
Yo, yo, what's the word?
Man, you know, I just try to remain real succulent, you know what I'm saying, out in these streets, so I stay marinated in the full flavor, you know what I mean?
As you should, especially.
Yes, Lord. Oh, I hear a little static on the line. Let me see, what is that coming from? Let me see if I can... Is that your line with the kind of crackling?
I hope not.
I can find out. Let's see. I just muted you, and it is your line. Okay. Let's see. All right. Well, do you have another phone to call in on? Or maybe you should just hang up and call back because that static is...
All right, but I'm about to
wait. Yeah. And I'll play some music and then we'll see if it makes a difference. All right. Well, in the meantime, you know, sound quality is very important. So we're going to go ahead and get into the mix right quick. This is one of my favorite songs right here. Ace Hood, Have Mercy.
Woo. Lord, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So walk through that valley of the shadow of death. See no pussy. So I guess we finally meet again. Should I kill him? Well, that all depends. Due to success, I started losing friends. Nigga sleeping, only reason he don't follow trends. Never was a gimmick, the realest in it, come bear to witness. And I see them rappers to act, the boy they so Robin Givens. I kept it humble, my stomach rumble, my rollie ticking. They did me dirty, I may forgive them, but won't forget it. And not to mention, they wasn't worthy of what I'm spitting. It's God's will and them haters just pray they could prevent it. I'm so addicted to getting it, I need intervention. The hottest spitting, your favorite rapper scared to admit it. Have mercy, let me bow my head. I count a million up, that's daily bread. Ain't no more humble in me, shit is dead. Tell them pussy niggas they ain't never scared. Whole niggas hate to see a nigga win. Say you coming for me, pussy nigga win. I've been cold hearted since I lost a twin. I swear I love it when they hate, I made a hit again. I did this one for my niggas them. Use your bitch whenever like a membership. Never bothered over Twitter beef. We probably never meet on where the money be. Me and Kiko on the wood, yeah, the money seat. 5 grand just to see him hit a three. Balenciaga's on a nigga feet. Death to the competition, may they rest in peace. I know my mama praying for me. I hope your mama praying too. Cause me and my niggas gotta eat. We'll die over these canned foods. Have mercy on a real nigga, cause I'm sinning every day, Lord. Have mercy on a real nigga, cause I'ma ride for my niggas, dawg. What the fuck these niggas talking about? Load the choppers, bring them problems that they talking about. Roll a reefer, no Khalifa, you gon' ride or die. No homicide, it's suicide before I testify. That's on my daughter, I'm running Florida, no kind of sorta. And I hear him talking that money, calling them out of order. Yeah, nigga, fuck all that talking, be bout it then. Lot of small talk, there they go running their mouth again. Bold nigga, till they meet them gorillas. Fuck a cavalry, my niggas ain't got no feelings. Money is the motive, family is the reason. Home and mama, ain't nobody ever came between it, and they never will. Street got me gripping steel. Them scared niggas go to church, he's a Dr. Phil. I tell them, look me in my eyes, we are not the same. Lion hearted nigga, gunpowder in my veins.
Have mercy on me. Bow your head.
I know my mama praying for me. I hope your mama praying too. Cause me and my niggas gotta eat. We'll die over these canned foods. Have mercy on a real nigga. cause I'm sinning every day that I have mercy on a real nigga. Summer ride for my niggas, dog. Pussy niggas still hating hard. Bitch, I just went and bought the boulevard. Bitch, I just went and blew another check. Bought my money, catch a bullet, trying to intercept. Jumping about that whip, I let my chain swing. Blood up under my sneakers like a gangbang. Every day's a struggle trying to maintain. And free my real niggas in the chain gang. I hear them broke niggas still talk. Watch your words, do be very cautious. You threaten mine, you can pick a coffin. Ain't no talking, tell them chalk it once they go to spoken. Self-made, rollie in the pair J. Hood nigga living like I'm Bruce Wayne. New Ferrari kicking like it's Luke Kane. Real nigga in a troop suit chain. I know my mama praying for me. I hope your mama praying too. Cause me and my niggas gotta eat. We'll die over these canned food. Have mercy on a real nigga. Cause I'm sinning every day, Lord. Have mercy on a real nigga. Summer ride for my niggas, dog.
Money, who can do it better? Your pretty skin, your pretty voice, I could change for better. I'm out here on this money route, it might just drive you crazy. I hope you're not the type of lady that's gonna do me shady. Keep it solid with me, baby, I can show you greatness. I've been waiting, you got hella niggas out here chasing. Marathon, tell them niggas I've been pacing. Doubling on my change, I couldn't afford a change. But this knowledge in my brain got her filling my name. I'm from Pomona, California, let me show you the game. Boy, will me, talk with me, spill drinks at the bar. Rock it slow, keep it steady, I just hope that you ready.
Is you ready? Stack money, get bread, come on, ball with me. One lifeline, nigga, you can call on me. Stay down till you come up, ball on them. Stay down till you come up, ball on them. Stack money, get bread, come on, ball with me. One lifeline, lady, you can call on me. Stay down till you come up, ball on them. Stay down till you come up, ball on them.
Rock it slow, keep it steady, if it's real I'm ready. Paint a picture for you baby, it's us in the Chevy. Your body golden, pretty lady, yeah you chosen. How you feel when a brother tryna build with you? How you feel when a brother keep it real with you? How you feel when a brother tryna heal with you? I been in it for a minute, they gon' hate the winners. I just figured you my trophy, let me dance with it. Take you home, rock it slow, watch me stand in it. Educate your brain, fill it on your frame. Stimulate your mind, you can sip that wine. I'm gon' bend your back over, let me readjust your spine.
Stack money, get bread, come on, ball with me. One lifeline, nigga, you can call on me. Stay down till you come up, ball on them. Stay down till you come up, ball on them. Stack money, get bread, come on, ball with me. One lifeline, lady, you can call on me. Stay down till you come up, ball on them. Stay down till you come up.
Oh, yeah, that is Wally P, the great, one of Pomona's very own, you know what I mean, with Ball on him. Shout out Hollywood Chris on the track. It's DJ Itchy, Pomona Retro Future Mix Show. Shout out iHeartRadio, Jizu Radio, Big Shot Radio, you know what I mean, X-Squad DJs, Hits on Fire, you know what I mean. Anybody I forgot, you know we're going to get to you by the end of the show. Man, what's good with you? Mount Rainier in the building, you know what I mean?
Yo, yo.
Unique sound, unique flavor. You know, I really fuck with you because he told me he's a whole mountain. I mean, this dude is going to be one of the just furniture in a room compared to, like, the earth. You know what I mean? He's going to be here for a minute and forever, and you know what I mean? Ain't going nowhere. You know what I'm saying? Can't right. Destroy or create him. He's just omnipotent effervescence. You know what I mean? It kind of reminds me of something I say. Like, I'd be like, I got diamonds in my teeth, so, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'd be like, I'm melted. You know, I'm so hot that I'm melted, but my teeth on froze. So it's like earthquake weather. Anytime the weather changed that fast, it caused an earthquake in the fault lines, you know, connected to the volcanoes. So I call it my volcanic drip. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So it's only right We got Mount Rainier. We got volcanic dripping. You know what I'm saying?
Good.
So, let the people know a little bit about Mount Rainier, where you get the name from, where you're from, and, you know, just like if you're introducing yourself to a stranger, let the people of Dirty Basin Radio know what's good.
Facts. Well, I appreciate the opportunity. My name is MC Mount Rainier. You feel me? I'm from Brooklyn, New York. This song, yeah, about to hear, I've been working on that. Took me by, like, honestly, like 24 hours to write that. I'm not even gonna lie. Whole song, me and my brother Struggle. Struggle brother. He's on that. His name is Gnarly Bucks. And song you're about to hear right now, hopefully it's about relationships. It's all about relationships right now. It's about the frequency of the relationship, though, if you listen to it. My name is Mountain and Think People.
And so, tell us a little bit about the name Mount Rainier.
I'm from, my mom named me after a prince from France. And, he died a couple of years ago. And I've been through so much shit. And I was like, how come I never, you told me, oh, that's just figure, I'm solid. My name Rainier, there's a mountain named Rainier. I was like, oh, shit. Get my research on it. Oh, it's true. So Mount Rainier come, I just feel solid. I'm just something that
solid.
I'm breaking
bold. I heard that. You know what I'm saying? I heard that. All right. And then see from Brooklyn, man, I was just rolling through. Man, I was just rolling through Brooklyn on the shoulder of the freeway the whole time getting to JFK because
right,
I wasn't going to miss my flight.
Right.
Man, you know what I'm saying? I was in an Escalade rolling down all the way down the shoulder, man, like just hoo-banging like I was – on a Crenshaw sidewalk, it felt real, real cool, you know what I'm saying? And oddly enough, the only cars that was doing that with me were all, like, $100,000 cars. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
it was a trip. It was like, I guess motherfuckers that could afford them cars got somewhere to get. It was two Mercedes.
Right.
It was a M6 BMW and a Porsche and the other car I was doing too. And a Raptor truck, you know what I'm saying? One of them $100,000 trucks. We all dip it down the shoulder, just like, man, miles and miles. And then I passed the exit, and then the center divider, you know. Well, after the center divider, then I caught across the island, boom, boom, cut off traffic, down the curb, up into the curb, boom, hit that on ramp. Yeah. Hey. Dude, but, you know, New York traffic is – yeah, I did, but, you know, I mean, like, you know, I think New York traffic's almost a little wilder than L.A. traffic because, you know, ours would be on freeways, you know, 4 or 5 lane, 6 lane freeways. Y'all doing this in, like, it could be downtown, like, on two-way street, you know what I mean?
Packed.
So it just packed, so motherfuckers start, like, turning these 2 lanes into, like, 3 lanes, you know what I mean, going in between each other around. Oh, man, it gets – bro,
treat it like it's home. Fuck it.
Yeah, yeah. So I got acclimated real quick. You know what I'm saying? Baby. So one of Brooklyn's own. All right. So being from, you know, the birthplace of hip hop, basically, who are some of your influences? You know, coming up, or maybe they're from afar, maybe from Brooklyn, or you know what I'm saying? Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, DMX, Tupac, Biggie, Hov, and Wayne.
Man, shout out DMX, rest in peace. I am a Rough Rider. I'm actually a member of Rough Rider. You know what I'm saying? Yes, that's love right there. Got all of them. Dang, shit, Biggie too. It's crazy. Yeah, all of them.
And
those are great.
And, like, probably, like, honestly, like, even in every, even on y'all side, like, Mac Dre. I definitely, when they come to the west side, Mac Dre, E-40.
I met Mac Dre the day before he died.
See? That's
some shit. Yep.
That's
in Portland,
great.
Oregon. He came to look at this club, and he was going to perform there, and it was called the Level, right downtown, and met him real quick, and then he bounced out to, was it Memphis or St. Louis to, you know, go rock, and next day, damn, it's crazy. But yeah, man, he was a whole movement. And it's oddly enough, though, some of your influences are all, like, for the most part,
artists that when you listen to their album, you go to the, I mean, you go to Fizz Nation, or you go to, you know, the,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like what my dog said, you know what I'm saying? With Biggie, you are in Junior Mafia, you know, not like just the album with, you know, like a whole bunch of good songs. I mean, I fuck with Drake's music or whatnot, but when you listen to a Drake album, whether they all go platinum, it's quality music, but the album is not like a place you go, like an identity, like you know, Tech N9ne or Redman or, you know, Wu-Tang.
I'm crying here. There's no culture behind it, and that really sticks. I see what you're saying. That's crazy.
It's not like an identity, like, you know, and that's what... Yeah, so if we had to get into this song, and then like if this was going to lead us into Mount Rainier album, what would you say the place Mount Rainier takes us to with your music?
It's nostalgic of mine. It's a frequency.
Okay.
Close your eyes, listen to this. Get high, listen to this shit. Especially if you're heartbroken, this one right here gonna fuck. I got many songs,
you know what?
With different frequencies, man.
You are absolutely right. That is a great way to describe it, because when I was bumping the record on my own, you know what I mean, it definitely is a frequency. It is a vibe. It definitely takes you to a place.
A lot of you not. I got some shit. I do this. I did most of this be on, off, sometimes on shrooms. I fuck with shrooms. I just really, you know what I mean? It
yeah.
keeps me stable.
No, absolutely. I think your music can actually be justified as therapeutic to the listener with the frequencies that you are on with it. And I really believe that. So, you know, with that being said, we're going to get into it. Let me take a look here. We got the sounds of Crenshaw and Slauson in the background. I must have just, I don't know if that was a gunshot or a firework, but... you know what I mean? It is what it is. Let me see here. R-E-A-G-O. Let's see.
Safety, boy.
Safe. Man, yeah, it goes down over here. You already know what it is. Oh, goodness, these dang search engines. Oh, here we go. Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. There we go.
Yeah, don't be afraid to learn from your mistakes, man.
Man.
By all means, go back and make amends. Stupid.
You know, while I'm pulling this up, we're going to get into just a little bit of this song just kind of represents what we all want to make and what we want the crowd to say.
Throb. I'm a motherfucking beast. I'm a motherfucking hog. Pull up with the slump, or should I say black trunk, sounding like I got an alligator in the back. Paint wetter than melted ice. Rallying hockey stripes, burning rubber at every light. Me mugging like fuck your life. I be hustling all day and night, pushing all night and day, twisting and whipping, yay. Getting my guap a lay, saluting my goo to my pay. Better not get in my way. From the Bay to LA to the A, this nigga connected. Worldwide nigga, this fixture had you beheaded. You ain't gotta like me, but you gotta respect. Woke up early in the morning and put one in the air. Got so high, thought about running for mayor. Slapped myself to make sure I was still there. Shit showered and shaved, and then I cut my hair. Today I'm trying to get laid and put a pounding on the money. Trying to find me a bitch with ass like a world star hip-hop bunny. Trying to get rich in this collect and stack my money. You can tell that I'm a D-boy by my baller tummy. Sometimes I dress uppity. Sometimes I dress scummy. Sometimes I dress high class. Sometimes I dress bummy. If it ain't about no cash, you can miss me. You can miss me. The time you can find is hustler tip. Bitch!
Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up.
Turn
my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn my music up. Turn
it up.
My shit bang. My shit bang. My shit bang. Nigga, my shit bang. 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 Bang, bang, bang. My shit bang. Nigga, my shit bang.
My shit bang, my shit bang.
That's
one of my favorite questions, take Jay Area Style right quick. You know what I'm saying? But we're going to get into this. Mount Rainier, this is Creeper. Sit back, close your eyes, listen to the frequencies. Come on, the Retro Future Mix Show. That is Mount Rainier. That is Creeper. Give it up, give it up, give it up.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I definitely dig that record, man. You know what I mean? I dig that for real. So, I mean, is this part of a project? You got an EP coming? You got an
album
coming?
Yeah, it's part of a project. Yeah, definitely. Part of a project.
Okay.
MT Hearts.
Okay. Is this... kind of like, is it the signature sound of the album, or does it kind of, you know, go, you know, a few different places, or do you kind of stay in one lane?
A few different places. That's one thing I can't lie about. I think I said Jay-Z, one of my people I look up to. Like, I heard a lot about him having different flows. I know his little backstory a little bit, but that's one thing about me. I write my own shit. I don't steal nobody's flow. I may sample a word or two, but I mean, I got so many different flows. It just, I literally resonate with frequency different.
I heard that. Absolutely. Yeah, because, you know, I mean, definitely there is a, you know, music, it can be, like, actually therapeutic with frequencies can manipulate the human mind and body and everything, you know what I mean?
Right.
So music is at certain frequencies that, you know, cause good vibrations within a listener. You know, that can make it more more followed, more admired by the listener. You know, if your music has a frequency that you know, causes destruction or death, or, you know, it's unpleasing to the body, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you have that kind of,
yeah,
that kind of following as well. So, you know, music is meant to uplift, you know, and that definitely sounds like a record that somebody's going through. Somebody can just put that on, you know what I mean, and just relax and woosah for a minute. You know what I mean? It has,
right.
Definitely has an appeal where, you know, people can find actually that need to have it and to put it on, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
What else? You got other stuff like online on YouTube and Spotify? Or,
yeah, definitely. Look me up on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, MT.Reneer, R-E-I-G-N-I-E-R. I'm everywhere. My music coming out right now. Music is on every platform right now.
Now, R-E-I-G-N-I-E-R, not R-A-I-N-E, you know, like it's like not Reneer. So it's Rain, like a king, ear, I-E-R. You know what I mean? I have a daughter named Rain, R-E-I-G-N.
Right.
So I definitely resonate. Yeah, Rain, Honor, Ocean, Halo, Alana, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
heaven and earth.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Got royalty and respect, you know what I'm saying? You know?
Yeah.
So, definitely. And then you got just solid. You are the earth. You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, be like, well, what you going to bring to the table? Nigga, he is the table. You know what I'm saying?
Well, right.
You know what I mean? He'd be like, you know,
your face, I'm
take care
dead.
Of the man. You know? So.
Back.
What else can I mean, sure, I kind of want to find a, let's see if we can get into another one on here. You know what I'm saying? I'll get into, I mean, what is it, or your other ones unreleased? Do you have some older music we could tap into, or you just,
yeah,
you know,
I got old music too. I got new music.
Okay. Well, you know,
I
mean,
could just
you
look
know,
up anything.
Yeah, since you're in the neighborhood, I mean, shoot, you know what I mean? You can shoot me one, or while I get into, so some more records here, what you could do, shoot me you know, a text or an email, you know, while we're off the air.
Yeah, I'm going to
send an email. Yeah. And this is a new one off of my project that's coming up soon, almost completed. We've got two more songs complete on it. This is DJ Itchy Pomona, and I'm an artist that I manage, Wally P. This is Too Many.
I got too many hoes, too many flows, too many clothes. One thing I don't got is too many no's. I got too many hoes, too many flows, too many clothes. One thing I don't got is too many no's. I got too many hoes, too many flows, too many clothes. One thing I don't got is too many no's.
Lady, get up in your bag, no feelings, don't get attached. Be sweet to your home, nigga. I'm too busy running laps. Money come, money goes. Bitches change like the clothes. Might just thank you for your dough. Bigger car, get exposed. Let my hustle put me on. Get up on your feet, 10 toes. Can't trust people with your dough. Even when you're sleeping on the floor. Got a bad bitch at the door. Pretty lady couldn't tell me no. She like the way I get my dough. Rolling leaves represent the West Coast. Plotting, moving, sipping, drinking. I've been swerving for a minute. Pop the hood, let me check on my temperature. Moving up all about the Benjamins. That's a big fish, I'ma reel it in. Buildings, can't you hear the shit? Rusty Wallace on the highway. Randy Moss hike, it's a flyway. Took her down, she had on Beyonce. I'm a cold dude, she a cold chick. We a cold crew. I don't receive no's, I'm just copping O's. Nope, niggas be capping and bitches don't hold O's. Throw the P up, we getting dope.
I got too many hoes, too many flows, too many clothes. One thing I don't got is too many no's. I got too many hoes, too many flows, too many clothes. One thing I don't got is too many no's. I got too many hoes, too many flows, too many clothes. One thing I don't got is too many no's.
What I look like paying cheese just to fuck this bitch. You pay to fuck with the itch. G-code never switch. Pomona don't create tricks, just play as a pimp.
Either that or they take your shit.
I'm on you with the pistol grip.
He was broke,
now that nigga rich.
He was crip,
now that nigga switch.
He was living,
now we in a trip.
He was starting,
now we on the bench. Always talking, never make no sense.
Crash dummy, always accident.
He was smiling, he stopped laughing quick.
He was
solid, he turned to a snitch.
Beat your ass and he fucked your bitch.
That's the DJ call, that nigga itch.
Scratch records, trigger finger twitch.
Goddammit, this nigga jammed again. This motherfucker.
Give me a pistol.
Thank God, I need another pistol.
This music is meant to up. Here's one that also does that. This is Happiness featuring Steal My Beats.
My friend, you like my kin, glad to see you again. I told the man in the mirror I'm resembling him. Back when a better time I'm remembering him. Back when a better time I'm remembering him.
I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find my happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find happiness.
Yeah.
I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find my happiness.
Happiness is a choice of one's own mind. Actually, it took me little time to realize I was divine. And it's your choice to live a life you know is free from the bondage of self or the society that seems to hold you hostage. Keep it positive when your perspectives then will be directed. Just because you wear your heart on your sleeve doesn't mean you don't protect it. You know who you are. Never forget you're a blessing. While you're worried about your possessions and you're caught up in all your depression, acting like you're the only human in life who's questioned whether to self-sabotage your mind or change your direction. This is self-reflection. Stay learning the lessons. Consciousness is heaven and your breath is your weapon. So kill your ego daily and dream like it's inception. Presence of the presence, seconds in a second. Keep yourself secure. You're your only protection from the epidemic of insecurities and infection.
I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find my happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find my happiness.
Your vision cloudy, contemplating self-security and waiting for somebody else's happiness. Too little, too late again. Truly you, your truest friend. On a scale of 1 to 10, pushing weight myself is great. I wouldn't do that bullshit with him. My peace really comes with insecurities, securing them, impurities, removing them. So like my life just begin, forgive me for all my sins. Ever since I walked with him, help me win the battle against depression. Cool, calm, and collective, no more aggression. All I spit is real shit, self-reflection. Never take personal others' perception. I'm a gift, I uplift, I'm in them problem.
I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find my happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find happiness. I found out I had to be secure in my insecurity so I could find my happiness.
My friend, you like my king, glad to see you again. I told the man in the mirror I'm resembling him. Back when a better time I'm remembering him. Back when a better time I'm remembering him.
DJ Itchy.
DJ Itchy, come on a retro future mix show. We in the building with Mount Rainier, man. We got another one coming up from Mount Rainier here. This one is called Chrome Hearts. Tell us a little bit about this one here.
Oh, that's definitely another love song. I was definitely dealing with somebody who, you know, for some reason, you deny all the signs, all the red flags and shit. And then when shit hit the fan, you finally realize everything. Bitches be lying. They be fronting like they be dead when they wasn't dead at all.
You're right. Oh, you know? Man. It goes both ways. It definitely depends on the individual, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Shoot. I know some loyal men, some loyal women. I know some people, some men and women ain't worth a dime, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah, right.
You know, yeah, so, you know. I mean, I think it's the only way that something really is trustworthy is if you find a person that takes pride in being the best at whatever they choose to do. So whether that's telling the truth, whether that's being a father, being a boyfriend, being a husband, or whatever it is, you know what I'm saying? I'll take pride in being a player if that's what I want to be, and take pride in telling them, look, I got Tuesday available right now. Don't come around here on Wednesday, Thursday, because like I'm telling them, they ain't going to come around Tuesday. But if I ever tell you we're exclusive, you can believe that, because the difference between me and them is they want. You know, at this point, you know, I'm, you know, serious. I'm kind of a one-woman type dude these days, you know what I'm saying, things like that.
Right.
But, you know what I mean, if, you know, there's no reason to front if that ain't what you is, because people respect the truth. You know what I mean? The truth is easy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they make it hard.
Right, because, you know what I'm saying? You got you know, just tell the truth. Everybody respects the truth. Everybody respects the truth no matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? So, all right. Well, let's check out, you know what I'm saying, the love song vibe we got coming up from Mr. Mount Rainier. Chrome Hearts. How'd you get that name? What is it? What does the name represent? Because that's a cool name. Chrome Hearts. Like, what's with the chrome?
So, me and my brother, through the struggle, we always together in these streets, so it's always like we go through the same type of thing. And it's like, you know, we feed off each other energies, each other stories and shit. We help each other. You know, we do a lot of shadow work between each other. And it just so happened we realized, like, bro, we're so fucking numb to the point. Like, the heart is chrome. Like, I don't think another woulda, coulda, I'm going to end up seeing everything. I feel and see everything now.
Yeah. Okay.
You got a chrome heart. There you go.
Well, hey, let's get into it. This is Mount Rainier, Chrome Hearts. Okay. I mean, I really respect the courage and the confidence to have your own unique sound and unique lane and not sound like anybody else. You know what I mean? And more than everything, first and foremost, that's what I dig about it the most. You know what I mean? I can definitely dig it, man. Call, you're going to chime in. Let us know what you think. Give some feedback and things like that. And once again, tell the listeners how to find you, spell out your name, social media, how to book you, and all that good stuff.
Facts. Look me up, my name, MT.REIGNIER.
find me anywhere, anywhere. Email all, letter N, all, merchandise at gmail.com for bookings.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, all right, all right. You know what? Yeah, we're definitely going to have to collab. You definitely have a sound that can help complete any project or any song or whatnot. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do push people to be different. Not a lot of you, not.
Yeah.
Oh, you get in the studio with me, it's work. I really do push you to be different.
You know what I'm saying?
I push you to be different.
You know, like, I could have three rappers on the track, a female thing. Still, nobody's going to fill the place in that song that you fill. You know what I mean? It's like a whole different instrument in the composition. My project that I'm putting out right now has a lot of compilations of artists that met on my show. I got one with an NFL dread from South Carolina. Wally P from Small and me. I got Omar Gooden on the track. I'll get into that one. There's a lot of different artists in different places in the nation that we put on tracks and collabed. We talked about it on the air back in like September and then started making it happen. Producers out of Vegas, artists in LA. So we definitely want to try to link you up in one of these last two and, you know what I'm saying, see if we can't make something happen. So, with that being said, yeah, absolutely. Send you a couple. Oh, you know what? Oh, yeah, I know what I was thinking. I might play a sample of it on the air. This is an instrumental, but you know what? I'm going to get into the one with Omar Gooden. This one's called Goat Cheese. You know, it was like the goats getting cheese. You know what I'm saying? This is DJ Itchy Kwana featuring Omar Gooden, Stally Ray, Goat Cheese.
Runneth over like fine wine, picture me a minute older. Every time I spit, I feel I'm getting colder. Imagine I burn my bee when the verse is over. Rehearsal over, just a finished product. With so many hats, no cap, I got it. Fine, got it, I'll get it without a problem. Make a problem for a nigga that don't think he got it. Laugh now, cry later, find it hard to smile later. Bust a rhyme, I'll be a violator. You don't want no smoke, you just want to smoke and get high later. Talking shit and shaking like a vibrator. Bye hater, I'm an annihilator. Most you niggas sweet, suck like annihilator. Try the ball, but be quick to call a foul later. Soft nigga, you a pupil, I'm a dilator. Made up word, but you get the picture. I'm moving to hit you, we kill everybody in the room just to get you. I'll keep cooking no matter who in the kitchen. The beat is impressive, but with me, now it's official. Who needs a whistle to blow up is real. I show up and kill, a knife fight, show up still. Now you feeling me, cause I'm the epitome of rhythmic ability. Straight villainy on a melody. Got the agility to put my feet where the ceiling be. You ain't gonna fly, I'm a killer bee. All I gotta do is keep blessing. Like I know just what to do with these blessings. Paying dues while dudes keep stressing. Keep on pushing up so we can keep flexing. Looking like a goat, feeling like a legend. Got a lot to do, so keep pressing.
Got a lot to do, got a lot to do, gotta make shit happen.
Sitting in candlelight, fly like a meteorite. Must not be needing your sight. He fake black design. She's taking it on ice. She like spending the night.
Sucks it twice. The hoes that I like. Smoke good high like kites. Perform, catch a flight. Just in town for a night. Living that vampire life. Finish last. He nice.
I'm addicted, that's what she like.
I'm cake, she needin' a slice.
He ain't really about that life.
Got lit cause we just arrived.
Pop shit, bleeding your eye.
3D, seeing your life.
Believe me, speed no but commas and digits on my
pop heat that you won't
find. Devil dirty, got me dancing. Money calling and demanding. In and out the pocket scrambling. Ghetto life can be damaging. Begging for a brand handling. Scammers scheming and I'm gambling. Let me talk and just rambling. Just to see me fall, they gathering. Man, fuck y'all, dick dangling. Live in my worry, getting handily. Police word jabbering and tampering. Cupcake, niggas be tampering. I'm all in the first color pandering. Gotta make it happen.
not jumping to conclusions. They try to play on our emotions so much, I like to just sit back and wait for the dots to connect. You feel me? It sucks watching people sleep. I understand now why the higher-ups call people sheep. They go where you send them. Of all the things that should offend them, they only focus on what you tell them should upset them. I remember this music exec told me that people are sheep, most of them stupid as heck. Focus on you, get a check. But I refuse to mislead people or view them as less, just to be mocked by the same people I choose to protect. It's like I'm back in the day, going against master and getting attacked by the slaves. Taking my lashes while they laughing away, cause they don't know that I was trying to free them. They played a clip for them, told them I was trying to leave them. I found out they putting poison in what they feed us, to kill us slow from the inside and make us weaker. They said he's trying to steal your food, he wants your children to starve. They showed a picture of me burning all the shit we've been eating, cause when the truth make them shook at me, they drum up a case. If they can change how you look at me, you'll laugh while they whooping me in front of your face. The right narrative can bury who they want to erase. Remember Lauryn Hill spoke up? Crazy. Chappelle didn't want to wear a dress when he left, he was crazy. Ye was in the bed with dead celebrities calling himself Jesus, but when he met Jesus, crazy. Trump was they buddy, they all got money. Before he ran for president, these same folk loved him. I wonder what changed though, is it cause he's racist or wouldn't like the White House up like a rainbow? You don't find it funny that the same Grammys and Oscars we call racist claim to hate him because of that? A whole industry that promotes evil consistently, now they hate evil and shame people who disagree. Some of that he bring on himself, and so do Ye though. You can't meet with him, agree with him, or say his name, no. We'll call you a coon, Uncle Tom, and say you ain't black. You wonder why Joe Biden so comfortable enough to say that? Isn't that the same way used to manipulate cats, calling you homophobic when you don't agree with they plans? Black folks running the same plays the gays ran, cause black lives didn't matter till we shook they hands. Then it was first gay NFL player black, then it was first gay NBA player black, then they had a wedding at the Grammys presented by him and a black rapper, and guess who officiated that? A black woman. They used our oppression as a tool for protection, and sympathy as a weapon, just like you. I see the dots start connecting as these fake Jews call Ye anti-Semitic. History of oppression, you can't disagree with them. Sympathy is a weapon, if you do, you mistreating them. They ripped a black billionaire in front of your face to say no matter how rich you get, stay in your place. Nigga, promote sex, drugs, murder on the daily. You can kill babies, you can say a man got pregnant by a lady. The things that you can't say don't make you question why what you can't say is crazy. I'ma kill a nigga, I'ma kill a Jew. One of those are wrong, one of those are cool. One of those will get a rich black man canceled, the other one will put a new Grammy on his mantle. But what do I know? I'm just a Christian rapper, black entrepreneur, black father active, black husband rapping like he care about a black life, black philanthropist, water to Africa and a Flint, black man of God with a catalog your children can rap along with in the car with you, and it's hard.
What you saying?
And I ain't saying this to y'all support me, I'm just trying to show you what y'all been calling corny. People remember the narrative is imperative. What other reason would Jews flip on Jesus and choose Barabbas? We still choosing the killers over the healers, We still follow whatever leaders they give us, Look at the ones with the most influence. They won't go against the grain. They paid to make the grain look doper to us. I digress, y'all. I just be over here corny watching all the cool rappers put a dress on. I just want you to take a look at the industry.
Look close.
Hollywood and music. Look at the symmetry. Look at what they push. Look at what they claim to be about. Look how anybody in disagreement get weeded out. Think about what you and them agree about. Abortion and same sex and one result they both bring about death. But God is life, so the plan is murder your seed to make sure it don't get planted. Y'all remember God made a promise to Abraham,
remember,
to multiply his seed. Now look at Satan's plan. He got his brainwashed so bad we march for the right to do it to ourselves. Look, ma, no hands. But you don't think the devil real, so you can't see it. So you never understand why they hate Jesus.
Nope.
Just beware of wickedness in high places, claiming they Jews, but they the synagogue of Satan. Business.
I was on a plane the other day, and I'm watching this movie called Ocean's 8. And these ladies, they were pulling off this bank heist. And halfway through the movie, I realized I'm rooting for the bank robbers. They're the bad guys, but that's whose side I'm on in this thing. I want them to get away. And I asked myself, how is the Christian going for the bad guy in the movie? And I know you'd be like, oh, but it's just a movie. I've never watched the episode of SVU and was hoping that the pedophile got off. So what's the difference? Why is it when I watch Bad Boys, I'm going for the cops? When I watch Takers, I'm going for the robbers? Then it hit me. The director is able to present this thing in such a way that he can control which side I fall on. So my question to you is, if this director can do this with his finite brain, how much more do you think Satan is able to do? Is he controlling?
Gotta be in my mode on this one, Joe. Revolution is real. Now we rise. My life for this shit. Yeah.
Now I need the being descended from Mayan ruins. Larry Hoover's finest, the Malcolm X of the music. And walking in your purpose, then why you walking, you're useless. Divine love, but you can call it cosmic Kama Sutra. I'm waking up the planet while spitting the face of these races who be trying to vaccinate us, but acting like they gon' save us, feed us rat meat for chicken, miseducating our babies. Priests and politicians in bed with Lucy and Satan. They organ harvesting, pedophilia, kidnappers, rapists. They love us, then they hate us. It's a crazy combination. Obama's nation bombed our nation, that's abomination. And y'all ain't take shit, y'all ain't never been gangster. Y'all can't pose in his friends, yeah, y'all can't pose in his neighbors. Taught y'all how to walk it, then you turned around and raided us. Taught y'all how to talk it, then you turned around and snaked us. We got y'all out the caucus, y'all Neanderthals and cavers. We showed y'all the game, and then y'all turned around and played us. But we was being patient, no more being passive. Gullible mentality, we killing slave masters. Our future looking pretty like a field full of jasmine. Believing in ourselves, we ain't believing in no pastor. Or paying tithes, fuck the Muslims, fuck the Baptists. Fuck religion, fuck the Mormons, fuck the Catholics. Yeah, don't hear me though. Music ain't been this real since the Harlem Renaissance. Teacher Rashad Jamal coming through your intercoms. You gotta enter for you to find your calm. I'm reading energy, y'all reading songs. It's that Kundalini energy. You can feel it rising. Don't wanna give our land back. Well, fuck them, they can die then. Cause I ain't come to play at all. Not even on the violin. We young, black, woke, and violent. Rising, don't wanna give our land back. Well, fuck them, they can't die then. Cause they ain't come to play at all. Not even on the violin. We young, black, woke, and violent. One more time.
Question the press, question the laws. Question religion, question it all. The blacker the berry, the tighter the noose. That's not a chip on my shoulder, that's your boot. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. The blacker the berry, the tighter the noose. That's not a chip on my shoulder, that's your boot. Let me breathe. I am a man, I am not property. I understand this ain't democracy. They went from noose to knees, we refugees in our own communities. Black bodies swinging from poplar trees. Sam, this meritocracy is sprinkled in despair. If you spare a moment, you're spot to leave. Watch. They control through modern slave patrols. Antebellum institutions passed off as cops, you see. White value, white Jesus. White collar crimes disseminating deceivers. Black masculinity literally seems egregious. From knee us to niggas on corners cussed in police trucks. Zip ties exist, why if you resist, die. Even if you don't, they persistently use their fist size. It's systemic, the system is just a pit stop. Let it all out through hip-hop. Watch. Question the facts, question the laws. Question religion, question it all. The blacker the berry, the tighter the noose. That's not a chip on my shoulder, that's your boot. Let me breathe. Let me breathe. The blacker the berry, the tighter the noose. That's not a chip on my shoulder, that's your boot. Let me breathe. Let it breathe like the breeze of the slave ship. Overthrow the captain and beat his ass with the same whip. Navigate this vessel to settle a different colony while building with the natives and nature to live in harmony. Instead of fueling facades, reverse the tone. Instead of fixing problems abroad, do it at home. Instead of beating niggas for nickels and drawing pistols, reprimand the army commanders that let it trickle. Down to the projects, down to the pirates.
to institutions. Neglect the ones oppressed and you'll never find a solution. You won't find it online and what these kids mock. It's time to let it all out through hip-hop. Watch. Question the facts, question the laws. Question religion, question it all. The blacker the berry, the tighter the noose. That's not a chip on my shoulder, that's your boot. Let me breathe. I've been drinking more alcohol for the past 5 days. Did you check on me? Now did you look for me? I walked in the room, eyes are red, and I don't smoke banga. Did you check on me? Did you check on me? Now did you notice me? Look for the window, the paranoia. Cause I put a smile on my face, a facade you can never face. And if you don't know me well, hello, you won't see how buried I am inside my grave. Inside my grave. Cause you see people don't really know you. They don't really know you. Cause you see people they don't really know you. They don't really know.
Mother Earth, make sure I get my nut. And if she bleeds gold, it's your crown and King Tut. Nat King Cole, King Solomon, these nuts. Attrition fucking oil, you'll get rich when I bust. I'm fucking Mother Earth, and I'm starting to get dizzy. I made that bitch squirt and created the Mississippi River, my nigga, took a trip and nigga, my nigga, and met a wizard, my nigga. His name was Nigga, my nigga. Hello, nigga, not the nigga you niggas sinking. He told me his boat was sinking. He said, you gotta believe me. I nigga, what type of language you speaking? He told me about
the teachings of niggas, niggas and negroes. Told me about a place where all niggas are free, all niggas are rich in health and prosperity, where niggas don't kill other niggas, neither police. Take me to nigga land where all the niggas are free. Nigga land. Show me this place you speak about. And what's the catch? I gladly pay any amount to get a glimpse of it. Then he showed me a picture. He said it's a paradise. When niggas ain't separated by skin tone, under the sun and we shine like gemstones. On a dark night, like a nigga from Sudan, or still with a tan on my grandma's hand. No sir, you must show me the proof. Tell me about paradise, all they show me is loot. They show me chain gold. Breaking news, no niggas with aptitudes, just niggas with attitudes. How do I get to nigga land? What do I have to do? How far I gotta go? What do I have to lose? He kicked over a chair, then he handed me a noose. Since then, yeah, niggas, what are you gonna do?
People
all around the world. All around the world. That's what I'm saying.
Fuck the Illuminati. Oh shit, I wasn't ever supposed to tell nobody. I say that shit quietly. They ain't trying to kill niggas off. They trying to kill everybody. 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 Your mother, your daddy, your brother, your sister, your auntie, your granny, your nephew, your nieces. All they do is give us their speeches, but they don't give us no reasons. We ain't talking about justice, niggas. We talking about freedom. They don't give us no answers, man. They just give us diseases. And they give us their cancers. We spending billions on research. And we still ain't got a cure for shit. They created it, man. I know they got a cure for it. Man, try and tell my grandmama that shit. No. Cause death is a $1 trillion business. So is fitness and fucking religion. Get you a gym pass and be a Christian. Jesus said spend all your money at Christmas. Oh, and I know too much. I swear to God, I know too much. Yo. Man. They hate me cause I know too much. I mean, they hate me cause I know too much. Yeah. I think I know too much. Yeah. It's how I feel. Yeah. My nickel fucker hit. Cause I'd rather be real than fucking rich. I'ma be real, sometimes I can't pay my rental. Cause I'm a nigga that like buying nice shit. Logos, Gucci, Gucci, Louis, Louis, Fendi, Fendi, Prada, but don't forget Coco, Coco, my nigga for the popos, I'ma say it for the popos, for killing niggas all around the world, and my nigga Brandon, little brother Jojo, it's one for you, bro. We can't get mad over cops killing a brother. Go to the hood and it's mad niggas killing each other. It's okay if Javante kill Andre, but when a cop do it, it's a problem. Not justifying police brutality. This goes deeper than fucking nationality and national security. How did a minority become the majority and we still fear authority? My next door neighbor just got jumped and shit by some cops for a crime that he didn't commit. He's Mexican, so the news stations don't give a shit. If he was black, he'd get full media coverage. News stations propagating this shit. They do this to push ratings and shit. Turn on CNN. They the ones who's instigating this shit. My nigga, we still slaves in this shit. We still black and we broke. We still sing on top of tables for the white man. Dance, nigga, you a hype man. Traded all your niggas for some white friends. Oh, shit, I just wanna but, hey, these the fucking breaks. Turn on your television, cause media fucking snakes. My name's David, I'm fucking great. I should wear a motherfucking cape cause I'm a superhero. Nigga man, Spider-Man, Batman, Batman, Pac-Man. Everybody clear through. I'm coming to a hood near you.
David, we need you. Whole world, we need you. We love you. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up.
Don't ever give up. DJ Itchy.
DJ Itchy. DJ Itchy. DJ Itchy.